Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Festani, thanks so much for hopping on with us, man.
Oh, of course, dude. Thanks for having me.
So how are things going? Let's start with the news that Alex Gordon's back with you guys here in 2020.
Yeah, man, it's great. I mean, that guy's our captain. That guy's our guy, man. And he works unbelievably hard. He sets an example for the young guys. And he's been, I mean, last year was unreal, man. It was really cool to kind of see him, you know, back. And this year is going to be great, too. So we're all excited in that clubhouse. And it's going to be great to see him again.
Danny, how sure were you that he was going to come back when the season ended? Or is this one of those, like, you were pretty sure and we were just waiting to find out? Or how long did it take for you to know?
You know what, dude? Like, in my heart of hearts, I was more than probably 60-40, like he said. I feel like you've got that competitive desire, that fire, and I just felt like it was going to happen.
Danny Duffy with us here on Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio. Royals Fan Fest starts this Friday and Saturday out at Bartle Hall. Tickets on sale now at royals.com/fanfest. This offseason for you, just how has it gone since the end of the season and now getting set? Before we know it, it'll be spring training.
Yeah, dude, it's been great. I'm out here doing my thing, having a good time with my family, and getting the body prepared, and it's been good, man. I'm ready to see you guys again. I'm ready to see my teammates, but I'm soaking up this last couple weeks.
Do it. Ned always talked about that, Danny. Don't worry about that. Ned always talked about that time feeling like it went by too quick there in the early going. Part of the reason we wanted to have you on, Danny, though, is that the Chiefs are kind of going on this run now and feel like they're at the doorstep, right? And I know that the World Series doesn't feel the same because it's like you just keep playing baseball games after baseball games until it comes to a culmination versus getting 2 weeks off. But as you kind of see the Chiefs go through a run like this, how much does it remind you of what you guys did in 2015 and what's kind of the feeling you remember around the city at that time?
I mean, it just felt like the whole city was painted blue, man. And now, you know, it's the same thing, just red. And everyone's so excited. I haven't been there, man. I've been kind of a ghost this offseason. But from what I've heard, it's been unreal. And, you know, it's super. It resembles what happened in 14 and 15 big time. And those guys got that city on fire, and rightfully so. They're an unreal team. And Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they're just transcendent talent, man. And the rest of that squad, obviously, too. I'd be here forever if I named them all.
Now, I don't know if you've ever been to a Super Bowl before. If you haven't, have you thought about maybe making the trek down to Miami?
Nah, man. I'm going to quote my grandpa and say I'll watch it from the couch. It's going to be cool. Best seat in the house, dude. I'll be warm, you know, and sitting here in the California sun watching the boys do work. So I'm good with that.
I mean, it is in Miami, so you at least get the warmth part on that end. But
oh, that's right. Huh, I forgot about that. That's right. Well, shoot. Yeah, no, I think I'm still going to watch it from my couch, brother. That's good with me. And I'm going to – they'll feel my energy from 3,000 miles away, though.
Do you stay in contact with anybody? I know you've been around, obviously. You guys were in support. I even go back to, like, when 14, when so many of you guys were out there for that leading up to that Monday night game against the Patriots and then the reversal for that wild card game in 14. Have you stayed in contact with anybody, or is this one of those, like, oh, God, I better just leave them alone while they go through an incredibly stressful time and hope to have good things to talk about after?
Oh, with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
You talking about – dude, I've met Travis a couple times. He's an unbelievable guy. Other than that, dude, I met Sammy at an event in Kansas City, but other than that, I haven't really met any of those guys. And I mean, it's kind of a funny story, dude. I never thought I'd be like low key, kind of lightweight, starstruck by a 22 year old dude. But Patrick came into the clubhouse last year. I was like, yo, dog, like, this is the Derek Jeter of our generation, bro. And I don't even know what to say to the guy. So I was like, what's up, man? That was it. And it was really cool to meet him. And But no, dude, I haven't kept in contact. It's not my place. They know that we're behind them, and that's what it's all about.
It's funny, like you say that almost like, is it just a different sport thing that changes it? Or do you still get that around other baseball players too, where you kind of geek out on who they are?
You know what, man? I've never been starstruck on the baseball field. That's the God's honest truth. It was cool to meet Mike Piazza at the World Series. That was my idol growing up, baseball-wise, outside of Kobe. But, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, Patrick, just what that dude's done and made waves in the National Football League and truly all over the planet has been unbelievable, man. It's been impressive. He's put the city, you know, even further onto the map. And he's just a great dude. And, I mean, hear nothing but good things about the guy. And I'm really stoked that we share a parking lot with him.
Cody and Gold here on 610 Sports Radio, joined by Danny Duffy, ahead of Royals Fan Fest going on this Friday and Saturday out at Bartle Hall. Tickets on sale now at royals.com/fanfest. You were talking about 2014 and 2015, and as Cody alluded to, there's not this two-week break for the World Series like we have for the Super Bowl. But did you, during that run in both years, did you feel just added pressure knowing the city is behind you in some way, just wanting to so badly to bring a championship to Kansas City? Do you feel like that's something you experienced that maybe these guys as well are experiencing this go around?
You know what, man? I can't call it. In terms of us, I don't feel like we felt that added pressure. Maybe the second time around, it was a little bit like if it could have possibly been more urgent to win, it was, just because we didn't want to feel the pain we felt the year before. But, you know, I can't call it with them. They seem confident, they seem ready, and they don't seem like they're playing with a whole lot of weight on their shoulders. They're just doing what they do and letting their talent take over and, you know, letting the hard work pay off. So I think, dude, honestly, I think they're in such a good place. It just looks like it. They look like they're right where they need to be mentally, and it's awesome to see.
Hey, the parade was kind of a mess for us on that end, Danny. I know you said you're planning on staying back in California in the warmth for that. Would you make your way out to a parade for something like that, or is that one of those things that is better watched on TV? I'm telling you, as a fan, it is way different than getting to be in that car.
Yeah, dude, I don't think I could be in that seat, man. I don't think I could be in that. I don't think I could do it, man. I'd probably not. It wouldn't be my ideal location to be in a group of thousands and thousands of people. I'd love to see the happiness and, you know, see all the smiles on everyone's faces firsthand. But I could watch that on the tube too, man. I'm gonna definitely bow out of that one.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you. It was a scene the last time when you guys did it. It was shoulder to shoulder. I don't feel like I could move for the better part of 3 hours.
I heard people were parking their car on the highway. Oh, yeah. Like that's unreal. That's just unreal. But that tells you how that city operates, man. It's behind the sports team big time. And, you know, we're lucky to be playing in that city, bro.
Danny, thanks so much for giving us some time today. And I guess we'll see you out there at FanFest this weekend.
Yeah, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.